Welcome to the Ortho Activist Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Coffey, and I am the Manager of Government Affairs at the American Alliance of Orthopedic Executives. The episodes in this series will focus on the personalities in Congress, policy debates in the legislative and executive branches, and how they affect orthopedic practice management. The information contained in these podcasts comes from my interactions on Capitol Hill, as well as the newspapers, blogs, and websites covering healthcare policy. A quick note, if you have ideas for topics that you'd like covered on this podcast, please email AAOE's government affairs staff at advocacy@AAOE.net to provide suggestions.
To build a future of quality health care, we must trust patients and doctors to make medical decisions and empower them with better information and better options. We share a common goal, making healthcare more affordable and accessible for all Americans.
Now is the season for action. Now is when we must bring the best ideas of both parties together and show the American people that we can still do what we were sent here to do. Now is the time to deliver on healthcare.
I'm sure you've seen the emails floating around your inbox from AAOE that the benchmarking deadline is fast approaching. And it hit me that many members may not know how the data you've supplied is used to better represent you beyond just your standard benchmarking capabilities. So today, I wanted to discuss a little bit about how we use the data you provide in AAOE's advocacy efforts. The benchmarking survey collects member data on multiple aspects of an orthopedic practice that can be useful to us in advocacy, from overhead costs related to implementing health IT to ancillary services offered. This data can help us better advocate for you on the Hill and with CMS. For example, when Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California introduces her legislation to repeal the in-office ancillary services exception to the Stark Law, AAOE can go into the benchmarking reports and pull data on the number of practices offering physical therapy, the number of full-time equivalent employees at these practices, and the number of patients served at this practice. This helps us to explain to policymakers the number of practices that would be affected by this legislation, as well as the number of jobs at stake. No legislator likes to look like a job killer. If we look at 2016 data, we'll see that 92 practices within the sample size reported employing a physical therapist. This works out to about 451 practices within the AAOE membership that offer physical therapy in their practice. We can also show policymakers that within those practices that employ physical therapists, 4,764 physical therapists would lose their jobs if legislation like this were enacted. If you include physical therapy assistants in this calculation, 4,946 people would lose their jobs. This is just in orthopedics, and the number is likely much higher when you include other surgical specialties. This is why your participation in the benchmarking survey is critical to our advocacy efforts. Data speaks loudly, and the more complete data sets we have, the louder we can be and better represent you. Take this hypothetical example for consideration. Let's pretend that Medicare has just released a proposed rule terminating the Part B drug program and ending all reimbursement for viscosupplementation injections. Based on benchmarking data, we know that this would adversely affect 70% of our members and result in 78,994 fewer injections per year. Armed with this data, we can go to CMS and inform them of these consequences. A proposal like this would likely mean higher costs to Medicare patients, as they would likely skip the more conservative treatment and opt for a procedure that Medicare will pay for, such as a total knee replacement to treat their osteoarthritis. As a final example, if Congress were to consider legislation requiring still more investments in health IT, we can pull data from 2016 that shows the median investment in technology for an orthopedic practice is $64,382 per year, which is approximately 5% of the median revenue for practices in 2016, and thus representing significant cut of practice cash flows. This money is often better used in investing in patient care or could represent an additional staff person. The point of this exercise is to encourage you to provide your data. Our advocacy efforts are only as good as the data we have available to us, and without yours, AAOE cannot best represent you to your policymakers. The survey does take time to complete, but the return on investment is worth it. Not only can you access the results for free, but you can rest easier knowing that AAOE is better equipped to repeal threats to your practice. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the OrthoActivist Podcast. Just a reminder, if you have any suggestions for future episodes, please don't hesitate to email me at advocacy@aaoe.net. Additionally, our archives for this podcast can be found at aaoe.net/podcast. So if you've missed an episode and want to catch up, they're available to you on that site.